Hi everyone, SaneMade here. This video is brought to you by the one, the only, Miss Fat Cat. She's got quite a bit to say and I'll only read the relevant parts for this video. So here goes and I quote. Hello, SaneMade. My father inherited my grandfather's business and expanded it. For as long as I can remember, there have been a lot of times where I had to suddenly deal with my father's business associates. I never had much of a problem with that. After being in a car accident as a kid and waking up from a coma, things took a lot of effort. The doctor asked me when he could meet the patient, and I let him know that I was there. He asked how I was able to walk. I told him that I put one foot in front of the other. But my mother was more interested in pointing out how flawed my walking was. Quite an interesting cross between Mama Bear and Tiger Mom. It was tiring dealing with her, so I moved out while I was young. During one of our coaching chats, he made an offhanded comment. You were wondering why I never showed aggression towards you. There are more people who have this problem with me. I asked my cousin how her parking issue was going and told her how I solved a similar one. She was surprised and I said, I did not understand her surprise. She has seen the people I grew up with. This apple did not fall far from the tree. She's a branch of the same tree. Considering the circumstances, it's not very likely for you to see me lose my temper. As I said, you have no malice or ill intent for me to respond to. I'm also confused about something else that you said in a similar offhanded manner. You think my behavior is the way it is because I might think you won't tolerate me otherwise. That's so very odd. It's not an accusation or a threat. I'm not sure what it is. Just that it makes me sad. At least it explains something. I don't like people, and sometimes I do anti-stalking on them. It is strange for me to anti-stalk somebody that I like, though. Seems like my subconscious has no interest in putting on an act for you. If those are your expectations, you'll have a hard time even getting me on the same continent. It's best to be hated for what I am as far as I'm concerned. As for your offhanded comments, do you wonder how a man is able to put up with me? Especially as long as my hubby has. It's been over 16 years now. Or do you think that I put on an act for him as well? Sounds like an absolutely miserable relationship and sad life if that's the case. Well, Miss Fat Cat, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'll get to it in a sec. But first let me tell everyone about today's sponsor, Stoic Indifference. Fausto de Campo is the author of this book that teaches you basic mental discipline. They say that a mime is a terrible thing to waste, and so is your mind, especially when you fall in love and put your mental well-being into the hands of a woman. Think for yourself, structure your thoughts, and improve your critical thinking skills. Pick up a copy on Kindle or paperback today. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Fat Cat building a case for herself being the bestest feline ever a Clown World show. It sounds like to my subconscious you're building a case for yourself, that you're not like the average woman, not like the rest that say one thing and mean another. My subconscious is telling me there's a possibility that you are carefully crafting my trust. You do that with all the social proof you bring, like that you come from a wealthy family, and hence quality lineage. Yeah, me too, but my great-grandfather's wealth was confiscated by the communists. The strong are those that survive, and you share how you dealt with one of the most difficult ordeals, against all odds with your car accident. You show proof that you're competent dealing with serious business affairs for your father because your family trusts you with them. Also, moving out while you're still young is about showing your independent side. But I believe that you leave out how you were able to move out in the first place. I think it was because you received enough money to buy a property because of your accident. Please correct me if I'm wrong. You've also shared stories where you would show aggression towards your siblings and random people that annoyed you. It's almost like you're trying to show me now that you don't have any anger management issues. Another piece of social proof is that you're helpful to your extended family by trying to help your cousin with the parking issue that she was having. When making my videos, I usually turn on my subconscious, and it starts to analyze things that I wouldn't see consciously, or things that I wouldn't notice in the middle of a conversation. If I didn't know any better, my offhanded remarks that I just made in passing get to you because there's a possibility that there's some truth there. And you're probably wondering why I'm not making a bigger deal about my points. With regards to anger and hostility, it's something I won't tolerate. Because I've mentioned before in videos that women, when they get bossy or angry, I simply stop talking to them. If you're like the women that I've told about my channel in the past in real life, then they would consume hundreds of my videos. They often would lose sleep for many days consuming as much as they could to learn as much as possible. I made the assumption that you would listen to many of them as well, and would have heard me discuss my preferences for people's behavior. And how I'm an HSP or highly sensitive person, and don't deal well with drama. I'm allergic to it. Why would you find it odd that I would bring up the fact that you didn't treat me poorly when you've actually told me stories about how you dealt with your siblings. Stories where you sound vindictive. The part about my actions making you feel sad could be for two possible reasons. The first being that it's because you don't want to scare me away, and second is that you're genuinely being nice. I like using the analogy of Schrödinger's fat cat, the cat that's in the box. It's either dead or alive in that box. It technically can't be both, but it's both dead and alive until someone finally opens the box to confirm either case. Don't take it personal, but this is the way I deal with everyone. I reverse engineer potential motives based on a person's behavioral patterns. That's my subconscious in action, which you're hearing right now. Sandman is my version of Tyler Durden from Fight Club. But again, I don't really know what's in somebody's head. Most of the time, even they don't know because it's their subconscious that's in the driver's seat. Does it make you sad trying to tug on my so-called sim strings, Miss Fat Cat? So you say that it's hard to anti-stalk someone you like. I guess you like me, and hate me at the same time. You really are Schrödinger's Fat Cat. Are you admitting that you like me without admitting you like me? Sounds like it to me. Just remember, my behavior in real life is a lot different than online. Online, I'm free to say and do whatever I want, and not worry about being judged. You can judge me all you want, but it doesn't have the same effect as when somebody does it face to face. I get to play the part of the Manosphere superhero online and the part of the mild-mannered man offline. The online version of me says that I really got to your subconscious if you wanted me to talk about all of this. You're probably wondering why I would say something like that in passing without poking and prodding you more to get information out of you. Clearly, it's not meant to be a hurtful comment. It's just an observation and nothing more. Yet you being a woman like all women, the hamster wheel starts turning inside your head, and you try to figure out what I mean and if my behavior is being done for some ulterior motive. It's probably eating you up inside. There's a part of me that's really great about hiding my motives, by making sure there are none, either good nor bad, just a blank mind with regards to my intentions. Or sometimes my subconscious will actually hide my motives so my conscious has no idea what's going on. It's hard to believe, but people have a hard time figuring out what you're up to if you aren't up to anything. It eats away at them because they believe that everyone has to be up to something because so are they. I hope you're not even more confused now than you were with my initial comments. I think that's about all I got to say on this. Most of your comments I took out, Ms. Fat Cat, were just confusing things that I didn't understand. I didn't really want to contact you either to ask you what you meant. I guess you can call me a jerk or something. As for the title of living rent-free in your head, it's because I say things in passing, Miss Fat Cat, and you dwell on them, almost to the point where many would call it an obsession, and that's why I picked that title. If you guys make it through all the way here, then I wanted to remind you to listen over on my Sandman 2 YouTube channel that's currently being monetized to show your financial support, as I'm demonetized on my main YouTube channel. I'm also most likely going to be making 2 Memes of the Week videos each week, but I just have to start posting 40 or 50 memes on Twitter each day so that I have enough content. As soon as I can find enough images and stories to share around 50 of them each day, then I'll start doing that. I'll have to start throwing ad sponsors in there at least on one of the 2 videos, so that way I can make something doing it. I'm pretty much going to get to my 10-year mark and see if I can keep going. If not, I'll focus on doing 2 or 3 meme videos each week, but I won't abandon this channel. I'll just keep doing video requests so long as I get them. Otherwise, I'll only cover celebrity topics and those that are great clickbait. At this point, I'm just waiting to see what happens after the next Bitcoin halving. I've packed my bags and I'm ready for blastoff. I'm seeing that it's a lot harder to make it on YouTube these days without pumping out at least 6 videos each day. And can you really care deeply about your content if you have to do that to survive? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Ms. Fat Cat for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that everyone out there thinks that Fat Cat wants to smash Sandman. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the people that send me a donation to pay for a room for me and Fat Cat to get it on away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.